Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you fed up with? It can be serious, it can be silly. 651-461-9226. Your text, your calls, welcome, your voice messages using the microphone on the Odyssey app right next to the Listen Live button on the WCCO page. Click that microphone, it comes right to us. First thing I want to share is that Amber Alert was canceled. The Minnesota BCA announcing that Dior and Ashley Gooch have both been found and they are safe. So that was that Columbia Heights missing, sort of a kidnapped one-year-old. At least that's what they thought. We don't know all the details yet, but the Amber Alert is canceled. Both have been found safe in Minneapolis. So good news there.
Had enough of people taking kids.
Stop taking your
don't
kids. Not a fan. Dan, I want you to get us started because you have two. You are just loaded up with anger.
I've had enough of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
How about that?
I get it.
The first thing I've had enough of, Jason.
Yep.
If you're going to go to a WNBA game, can you please not be a knucklehead and throw a sex toy on the floor?
What are they
throwing? I can't believe we have to actually tell people this now, but for the third time, some ding-dong has chucked a sex toy onto the floor in the middle of a WNBA game. And people are getting arrested now, and they should be. Arrested, banned from the building, and smacked upside the head. This is just stupid. Of course, they're doing it for the video, right? They're trying to get some sort of reaction on social media, I'm sure. But it can't possibly be worth it when you're potentially injuring somebody, not from chucking the thing on the floor. That's not going to hurt somebody. But if it's the middle of gameplay, somebody's going to step on it, roll an ankle, or do something worse. It's just stupid. It's juvenile and it ridiculous, and it just needs to stop. I've had enough.
What are people throwing?
Sex toys.
Like all different kinds? Or like
I haven't really broken it down by type.
Because there's lots of different products. Yeah,
well, I'm sure you're fully aware of that. But the point is, this should not be happening.
And you called the people who are doing it...
Ding-dongs.
Are they throwing ding-dongs?
No.
No.
They're throwing other things. But the point is, don't do it. Don't do it. And part of this, too, that, and, you know, somebody's going to get mad at me for saying this, but part, you don't see people doing this at, like, a men's game, right?
Not yet.
This is something that's, you know, taking a league that's about sports, but it's women, so now we got to sexualize it, and it's just stupid.
It's sexist, too, right?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, three times. It's very strange because you think of the WNBA fan... Like, so what, I guess, what is, like,
but at
are
least
you
somebody,
buying a ticket to go do this?
Somebody did, because there was one of them that the story that I read about it today said that one of the people that did it, security raced into the stands to try and catch him, and whoever it was fled the building. So clearly they're not there for the game. They're there to look at an opportunity to do this and think that they're going to make, I don't know if they're doing it for TikTok or whatever they're doing it for. But they're not there for the game. They're not a fan of the game. They're just doing, they're trying to get attention. It's just pathetic.
And so Sophie Cunningham tweeted earlier, August 1st, so 5 days ago, she tweeted about this, to stop throwing. I think I can say it, right?
Go, if you want to, go right ahead. I wasn't going to, but
stop throwing ding-dongs on the court. And then she said, you're going to hurt us.
Yeah.
And then she did update that. I saw that post maybe today that she updated it, where it was like, this didn't age well. It's not cute. It's not funny.
It's not. And you know, the bummer of it is the first time it happened, everybody sort of kind of laughed it off. Okay, well, that was
right.
But it got attention. And so now you got the rest of these idiots thinking, oh, okay, I can go to a game and throw something on the court and I'll get attention too.
Not good.
It's ridiculous. Pathetic. I've had enough.
I'd like to thank all the people who have texted in telling me.
Yes. Yeah, we know what it is. We know the word.
I was just trying to make Dan uncomfortable.
I know you were. I knew you were.
And see if he would say it.
Nope, not doing it.
I would say it, but I feel like I think I can say it. Legally?
Legally,
the FCC
I would
is
think
not coming
you could
for
say
me.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
But I feel like the world does not need audio of me saying that. You know what I mean? Like at some
point. It's going to turn into a liner?
Yeah, that's right. It'll either be played again.
Yeah.
Or at some point, like I'll be trying to do something more respectable with my life.
Right.
And then someone trying to take me down will. I mean, I guess I could. Now you have the ultimate. You just blame AI. Like, well, it's probably manipulation.
I would never say such
a thing. A texter saying they should also stop throwing gophers on the ice at hockey games in college.
Sure.
Do they throw probably stuffed gophers?
I would hope. I mean, they're throwing octopi on the ice in Detroit, so maybe.
We don't need to throw anything but hats. If there's a hat trick,
you can do that.
Then you can throw the hat.
But don't throw stuff on the court during gameplay or any other time.
Very
just don't
good.
Do it.
Very good. Do you want to do another one?
No, I'll wait. I'll let some other ones go, and then we can circle back to me.
Dan has another one.
I do have another one.
The texters are saying they were also just trying to make you uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt it.
Making you see that. Adam said the word this morning.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't know that. I mean, it's dinner time. Like, I'm not opposed, right? This is a sex-positive show.
Absolutely. Which is why, I mean, sex toy is a perfectly descriptive term. Everybody knows what we're talking about. We don't need to get into the vagaries of it.
Jason, I hate all of this. Oh, boy.
Wow.
This road construction and constant detours, throwing the awful heat and humidity, it has not been a fun summer.
It's been a lousy summer. And we still got plenty of it left, unfortunately.
I feel like I'm enjoying myself this summer, but I'm enjoying myself less than I would be.
You're enjoying yourself despite the summer, the lousy summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can also admit it's been a lousy summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very good enough. I'm with you 100%. 651-461-9226. I've had enough of all the fraud in Minnesota, and no one is held accountable. Well, we did finally shut down, or at least ask the federal government if we could shut down an entire program. I do think, and look, I'm not here to write strategy for the Republican statewide candidates. I mean, next year is going to be pretty amazing in Minnesota, right? You're going to have a governor on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a Senate. U.S. Senate. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all the reps are always up. Then you're going to have two mayors. But if I were running for one of these offices, I would just wake up in the morning, talk about fraud, go to an event around lunch, talk a little more about fraud. It would just be nonstop fraud talk. Because I don't know that this is this is necessarily a partisan issue. I think everybody agrees, like, this is out of hand. And it comes, I think, from a good-hearted place. But when times are good, you can be a little more like, well, you know, the overall good of this program, it's worth having a little bit of fraud in the system to do the good and get the stuff to the people sooner. Times are not good. So we don't have the luxury for that sort of laissez-faire attitude.
And it's just been, I mean,
it's,
you know,
one after the next.
That's just it. You know, if it's a little bit of fraud here and there, that's one thing. But
we don't like any fraud, but like life is real. Live in the real world.
And you can't let perfect be the enemy of good, right? I mean, you're trying to do good stuff for people here. If it's not perfect, okay, let's still do the good stuff. But when it's been as rampant and as ridiculous as it has, and, I mean, it's not that nobody's being held accountable. There are people going to jail right now. We just had another big case.
Feeding our future,
right.
Yeah.
There are people going to jail. But where people haven't been held accountable is in the state system.
Took the feds to prosecute.
And that's where it's the biggest problem is that, you know, there's nobody that said, hey, you needed to be watching things here, and you weren't. And the governor's brought nobody out to say, okay, this person's got to go. We got to make some changes.
Weird. Like, I just don't understand.
Well, and it's such a simple move for him
politics.
To do.
It's politics. Like, there's always a sacrificial lamb. Where was the sacrificial lamb?
Nowhere.
Jerome is in his car. Jerome, what have you had enough of?
I've had enough of these motorcycles driving down the middle of the lanes. And the dude just went by and he bumped my mirror. And it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Why would they even pass a law for this?
It's going to take a while to get used to it. I got to be honest. I've been at a stoplight a couple times and so if you're lucky, you hear it before you see it.
It's jarring.
It's a little jarring. Yeah.
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 Why would they pass a law like that?
Well, I think the issue is that because drivers of cars are so out to lunch these days, that people are slamming on their brakes in sort of unpredictable ways, and it's very dangerous for the motorcyclist. So if you have that like stop and go sort of traffic, the theory is it's safer for the motorcyclist to be able to kind of go down that middle of the lane.
Not if he's clipping Jerome's mirror. It's not.
Well, that's not exactly very good, Jerome. Thank you.
That's crazy just driving down that.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, Jerome. Good call. Lots of texts coming in. We'll do more of those when we come back. What have you had enough of? Drive Time coming back in just a minute here on CCO.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, a couple more texts from people what they've had enough. Carrie from White Bear has had enough of that smart squirrel. That figured out my squirrel-proof bird feeder. Oof. Yeah. Enough of the bottom of the cone melting and leaking. Oh, my gosh. It's either a sticky hand or an ice cream headache. Agreed. That's a bad one. I am a cone guy, though. My wife always goes ice cream in a dish. Nah. Lame. It's gotten even worse, says a texter. Enough of the hotel prices going through the roof. I agree. Like, hotel, it seems like even like a so-so. You're better going to a fancy hotel because just the regular hotel is like 200 plus bucks. Ridiculous. I've had enough of commercials on streaming services that you pay for. Peacock and your commercials. Get out of here. Dan had one more enough, but as usual, he's had enough of me taking all his time.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.